They invited me to report the law and order. I received a telephone call on Friday before Saturday from the officer commanding law and order, chief superintendent, something, I'm now forgetting his name, for me to report to the law and order. Unfortunately, I was not in Harare. I was in my rural village. I then reported to the law and order on Saturday after I have agreed with my lawyers that we can only go there on the Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. The letter took me to an underground office in the underground banga at the Harare Central Police Station, which banga is used for torture purposes for many, many, many years, even during the period of Ian Douglas Smith's regime. So that's where they took me. They asked the police officers to search me, everything from my pockets. They then asked me to remove my shoes because they were saying that I am dangerous and I might be having bombs in my body, and also that I might be having some recorders in my pockets and also in my shoes. So after that, without asking anything, they simply just started assaulting me, saying that they have received, they have got all the information that I met some German citizen in Swaziland who wanted to give me arms of war to come and wage against the government. So that they are aware that I met some German white fella in Swaziland for the purpose of receiving military arsenal to fight a military war against this government. They were also beating me, telling me, why did you come just like that to rejoin Morgan Tsvangirai? Why did you come together with Tsvangirai? Why did you do that? And so basically these are the two reasons. When they were beating me, they were just shouting that I met a German citizen, and also why I rejoined President Morgan Tsvangirai.